Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, Stevie Ray bringing us back to late, great SRV. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Catherine Kapeter is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president of Self Brand. Catherine, I need your website, please.
My website is selfbrand.com, S-E-L-F-B-R-A-N-D.com.
Can they find the books there?
You can find the books there, and the important ones are You Are a Brand and Breakthrough Branding for Entrepreneurs.
Check those out, folks. Those are two of my favorites in the world of branding, I can tell you that. Catherine, we're talking about branding for by the presidential candidates. Now we're really focusing on the Democrats. You pointed out that we've got two or three that are broken through, but they're already established. I don't know that, you know, when you think of Biden and Sanders, we already know their brands. If they change anything, then it would almost be going against the brand that was already established. But we got these new people whose brands we don't really know, like Buttigieg and like Harris.
There's a lot of competitors, over 2020. But I think Elizabeth Warren is one who's broken out. You know, her brand is really about, I've got a lot of policy ideas. I've got a plan for that. And, you know, it's a memorable line. There's a plan for that, which she uses. It's similar to the Apple tagline. You know, there's an app for that.
Have you noticed, though, that there seems to be a little bit of one-upmanship on branding? Instead of them claiming an area for themselves that's different from everybody else, they seem to be trying to outdo each other in socialistic policies, and it makes me wonder if in trying to brand themselves that they're not wandering off in an area that's going to be hard for them to recover from. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. I think everything's moved so far to the left, and it's by a game of one-upmanship. You know, let's eliminate all college tuition. Let's debt. Let's make colleges free. Let's be
done with carbon in 12 years, like that could actually ever happen.
Let's leave the open borders. You know, so everybody's doing a one-upmanship game, and frankly, most of those positions would not be, you know, make them electable. You know, so I think that's the whole thing.
Isn't the person who's going to win going to be the person who can balance a brand message that will get them through the primaries without having to take back a bunch of stuff when they get into the general election? Because you and I both know some of the stuff that they're proposing, whoever wins the nomination, they're going to have to act like they never heard of some of those things that they're talking about right now in the general election. Well, don't you think? I mean, somebody's going to wind up balancing it in the middle there somewhere. I don't know who that is yet. Do you?
Well, they're going to be pulling it back, whoever gets the nomination, because it's not going to be. But obviously, there is concern about health care in this country. And so some of these proposals are going to have an audience, but there's so many of them. And frankly, we'd have such a high tax rate if we implemented them all that, you know, I think Trump would definitely get us that concern. You know?
What would you do if you – so you're one of the top branding experts on the planet. What would you tell pick a candidate. I'm not going to say whether it's the one you favor or not. Pick a candidate that you think you could really help. What would you say to them?
Well, that's a good question. Elizabeth Warren, I think what she's got, you know, I like her a lot because I think she really stands out. She came out first in the gate. She's got a lot of ideas. She's got thought behind the ideas. But I think what she's got to do is also talk about her credentials from Harvard Business School. You know, she's from the world of capital, and she's not going to bankrupt the country. And so I think she's got to pull it back, and really she's got real credentials there. In the business school, in the business world, she understands money. She understands finance. I think she's got to talk about that. And also talked somewhat, too, about we've got too many fights going on around the world. That this is, you know, some of this could blow up. You know, we've got trade wars here. We've got, you know, battles with uranium production in Iran. We've got, you know, a rogue state in North Korea. So there's a lot of problems in the world. And so I think she's got to really dial into that.
So you would encourage her to focus more on the issues rather than responding to what the others are doing.
I think so, and really have a clear cut path that's going to make the country strong
and
again.
Isn't that a great suggestion for small businesses?
She's got a good tagline. I think she looks good. She has a branded look. She always wears black pants, a colorful jacket. That's part of her thing. I think she needs to talk a little bit more of her personal story. You know, she was born in Oklahoma.
Yep.
She grew up, you know, in a lower middle class family. She was married and had a baby at age 20, you know. So, and then she ended up as a professor at Harvard Business School. So that's kind of the American story, the American dream, that you have this mobility here. And I think people are worried we don't have that mobility anymore.
Well,
so
one thing I think you've told us, though, is the message for small businesses is don't try to glom on to whatever your competitors are doing. Be unique, be authentic, be yourself, and build your brand around that. That's the message I heard you just say about Elizabeth Warren. Let's talk
quickly. You've got to be different, you've got to be relevant, and you've got to be focused with your message. So you want one idea, Great America, Make America Great Again, or there's a plan for that.
Self-brand.
One idea that's very
Self-brand.com is Catherine's website. Catherine, thanks for being here. Come back soon. We'll see you next time.
Okay. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.